This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're talking about the G20 meeting just now, where the NAFTA overhaul was signed this morning by the leaders of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The legislatures of the three countries will still have to approve. A new Mexican president takes office tomorrow. We're covering that from several viewpoints, such as the new president's plans for Mexico's polluted, congested capital include moving government offices away. KJZZ Public Radio sent reporter Jorge Valencia on an hour-and-a-half Mexico City commute.
It's a little after 3 p.m. And Karen Viridiana Rodriguez is speed walking to the bus stop. Rodriguez has just gotten off work from Mexico's culture ministry. We swipe our cards to get on the metro bus. And so begins a commute to Rodriguez's home that'll take us on two buses, a short walk, and a cab ride. She's one of about 740,000 federal workers who could be relocated. So would she want to live in a smaller, more manageable city? Everything would change, she says, and not necessarily in a good way. She doesn't want to take her kids out of their schools. But Mexico's incoming president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, wants to move all federal government agencies out of Mexico City, starting with the one where Rodriguez works. Alejandro Curi likes the idea. He's president of Mexico's National Association of Realtors.
They will need new houses. They will need rentals. They will need a lot of services that the real estate industry will provide.
Some question whether the incoming administration's plans will effectively reduce traffic and pollution in the capital. Dolores Franco is president of the Urbanist College of Mexico. She also wonders whether smaller cities like Querétaro, 100 miles north of the capital, can handle the population influx.
I don't know if Querétaro, for example, has the housing rate that they need in order to receive all these people. I don't know.
Also, Franco says there was a minor culture clash when the federal government moved some offices to the smaller city of Aguascalientes some 30 years ago. Franco says many outside of Mexico City don't love their compatriots in the capital that much.
They say that we are, you know, so rude, so stupid persons, but we are not like that.
In the meantime, Karen Viridiana Rodriguez, the office worker from the culture ministry, says she will continue her commute to and from work, even if it is 90 minutes each way. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.